After 5 years, the sittings of the Royal Commission into the handling of institutional child sex abuse come to an end in Sydney this morning when the inquiry holds its final public session. And in one of his last duties as Commission Chairman, Peter McClellan will present the National Library of Australia with a book of messages from abuse survivors. Samantha Donovan reports.
Carolyn Frawley wants Australians to know what it was like to live in an institution in the 1950s and 60s.
We had no human rights and we were invisible in our own country. No proper education, brutally treated, separated from siblings, trusted nobody and we were alone.
Ms Frawley was sexually abused when she was a New South Wales state ward. She's one of 8,000 Australians who shared their story with a Royal Commissioner in a private session.
Oh, it's helped me a great deal. You know, I expressed all my emotions, what I was feeling. I felt I was liberated and the shame had been lifted and I just felt invincible.
The thoughts of about 1,000 abuse survivors like Carolyn Frawley have been collated in a book called Message to Australia. It'll be presented to the National Library this morning by the Royal Commission Chairman Peter McClellan. It includes survivors' hopes for the future.
We don't want it to happen again to young ones that are coming up. I mean, I know it's still happening. So what's the point of having a Royal Commission if the government doesn't implement all the recommendations? I mean, that's just a waste of taxpayers' money.
Richard Jabara is a Melbourne survivor of Catholic clerical abuse. He too has had a private session with a Royal Commissioner and written a message to Australia.
As a victim, I'm glad we live in a country that had the power to investigate a very secretive and obviously powerful organisation such as the Catholic Church. And as a victim, I think the community have been wanting answers. And now we have a window into the extent of abuse and also, importantly, the cover-up.
So how do you hope the Commission changes things?
Well, I hope that systems can be put in place so that if a child or somebody complains that they've been abused, that they're believed, and more importantly, that the perpetrator is removed immediately.
Members of the public will soon be able to read the book Message to Australia at the National Library. The Royal Commission will hand down its final report tomorrow.